The skills of the recording studio musician were once confined to a highly specialized few, mostly based in large cities. But that was before professional quality sound recording was brought within nearly everyone's reach. You don't need much more than a laptop these days to get a studio sound, but acquiring the skills the studio demands, that's another story. Jeremy Lowy, middle school band teacher at Mid-Pacific Institute, and along with the school's orchestra teacher, have combined to offer a studio music class that has already given their students a bit of a creative jolt. And Jeremy's with us in our studio to tell us how it works. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, you can, and I speak from experience, you can think you're a pretty accomplished musician, and then you get into a recording studio and the red light comes on and somebody points a finger at you through the glass and you might not think you're such a good musician after a while.
Right. It's completely different, right? You practice, and then when you go in front of that camera and your friend presses the record button, it's a different game.
Yeah. For one thing, you're hearing a metronomic click in your ears, and you might race ahead of the beat or lag behind the beat. And you might do that habitually and not know it till you're in the studio.
And that's a difficult thing to do, to stay with the beat. A lot of students, and even myself, I think I can stick with the click track, but it's tough.
You're a percussionist.
Really, I'm a percussionist, yeah. So at church, when we play music, we have the click track in our ears too, and that was the strangest thing for me at first. But I got used to it. But it's a good skill for the students to develop to play with the click track.
Sure, because I mean, you've got to have something's got to keep everybody together, right?
Right. Especially if you're doing video as well, right? If you're trying to sync up audio and video, the audio has to be perfectly in sync if you're layering different sections.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I hear of back in the day, in the early days of recording technology, when the Beatles recorded, they would sometimes physically splice tape from different takes of songs.
Right.
And somehow miraculously they sounded as if they were all at the same tempo, but that's nearly impossible, isn't it?
Yes, it's really hard to do. And fortunately, the students have the technology where they don't have to physically cut any tape or do any of those kinds of things. So at Mid-Pacific, since everyone has an iPad or some of them have their own laptops, makes it really easy for them to have access to technology to cut their own music, to edit their own music, and produce their own music.
And these are the kind of things, and one of the reasons I think playing in a studio is so difficult was that it took a lot of money and time to even get to one. So you didn't know what the challenges were until you'd already been faced with them.
Now
you can deal with those challenges on your own, kind of.
Right, on their phone even, right? Their phone has so many capabilities, their iPads, and they have access to the technology to create studio like recordings. They don't have to face some of those huge costs.
Well, what are the things that you do with students to sort of, you know, break them into this range of skills?
Well, the studio music course, it ranges from middle school through high school. So it depends on what grade level you're at. But at the middle school level, they're introduced to basic percussion skills and basic keyboard skills and basic vocal skills. And we cover a whole range of topics. That's the beauty of this new course, is that it provides us flexibility and it's modular, so we can cover a whole range of topics just depending on what the students' interests are.
Yeah. Jeremy, we've got a sample of a rap tune that you folks created in the studio. Let's listen to that for just a second.
Wake up in the morning, put my clothes on, uniform, now we go. Some go to school and see all my friends. 7 periods until the day ends. First 3 periods of the day are science, learning, arts, and P.E.O.K. But these are 3 out of 7. The day has just begun, and now we're in heaven. Wake up in the morning, put my clothes on, uniform, now we go. Some go to school and see all my friends. 4 periods until the day ends. And this life gets crowded.
Well, Jeremy, they say write about what you know, and that's clearly what these kids did, right? Get up in the morning, put my clothes on.
Right. It was pretty catchy. And that was by a seventh grader.
Really?
Seventh grader, Justin. Yes, yeah. So they had to create their own rap, and the subject had to be about Mid-Pacific and what their day is like. And so they had to create their own beat, their own bass, their own drum line, right? And then they had to compose their own lyrics as well.
creating the beat in a computer with a drum program?
With their iPad. So they use GarageBand and they use various apps to create their own beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we learn how to read rhythm, notate rhythm, just like any other music class, like band or orchestra.
Sure.
But we do it without the typical instruments, without the traditional instruments, right? Without the flute in their hand or without the violin in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they have the iPad, which is a great tool, which is a great vehicle for teaching these kinds of concepts.
Well, you can, for example, you can have a screen that has the bass drum, the snare drum, the mm-hmm. hi-hat, and just mm-hmm. tap with your hand, you know,
right.
boom, boom, bop, boom, uh-huh. and get uh-huh. a beat out of that.
They get a beat, and then they do that with a click track to make sure they're on tempo, so they learn about tempo. And then the great thing about the iPads or electronic music is that quantize button, which shifts everything to make it perfectly in sync with the click track, and mm-hmm. then they're good to go.
Well, because you're recording to a program called Pro Tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the industry standard,
mm-hmm.
and in Pro Tools you have practically an infinite number of channels, tracks.
Correct.
But you can also see very clearly when you play something and record it. Say if the drum beat, you know, every other drum beat becomes a sharp vertical line
right.
in one of the tracks, you can see when you record your thing along with the drum beat,
mm-hmm.
whether or not you're in sync. It's very clear.
It's very clear. Yeah, yeah. The visuals definitely help.
It can be pretty humbling, can't it?
Yes. Yeah. All the recording experience is very humbling. They also, along with Pro Tools, they use Acapella, this app for the iPad where they layer different video and audio on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
And so they don't have the – actually, they just updated it so you can see the waveform on the app. But to hear your voice layering on top of each other, that's also, very humbling to see, that note was out of tune or that rhythm was incorrect. They can very easily see how good their time is.
But you can also it makes it very easy to correct as well, doesn't it?
Right. Delete, record again.
just kind of think about it. You might sort of assume that you're doing okay, and
mm-hmm.
but you get a snapshot of when you're not doing okay.
Right.
But I do think it's more readily fixed when that happens.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They are able to fix it a little bit more readily. It's a process that takes often a lot longer than they anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Even a 1 minute recording, they think, we can get this.
They'll be out of there in 10 minutes, right?
Right. They're in this, in the recording studio for a long time.
Well, sometimes life throws us these humbling experiences, right, Jeremy?
Correct.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jeremy Lowy is the middle school band teacher at Mid-Pacific Institute, which runs studio music classes in tandem with high school orchestra teacher Elton Masaki. And you can see a video of the class on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.